Hello, and welcome to another edition of the FBI Pod Technocast, a podcast produced by Flying Blind. And I am your host, Larry Lewis, and I'm very excited to be showcasing today a piece of technology that is truly revolutionary in its scope and what it allows us as individuals who are blind or vision impaired to actually accomplish. I've done a few of these podcasts over the past year, and I've enjoyed doing all of them. But I am probably the most excited to be reviewing this piece of technology, which I'm holding in my hand. And the technology that we're going to be showcasing today is the Victor Reader Stream produced by Humanware. And we owe a great big thank you to our friends up north in Humanware Canada for producing such a product. I took a look at the product when it was announced and launched at the summer conventions last July and was enamored with the product then. I know that there has been extreme demand for the product, so I've had to wait my turn patiently, and I've gotten my hands on my Victor Reader Stream product probably within the past 2 weeks, and it hasn't been until the last week that I've really delved into the product and really gone beyond the demonstration phase where I've seen the product demonstrated and have listened to some things that are out about the product and actually put it through my paces, the flying blind paces, I should say, and really began to ascertain how this technology really could matter for those of us who are vision impaired. And I'm excited to have the product. I'm using the product a lot already, and it is a piece of technology that outside of my adaptive cellular phone, it's a product that will be with me almost everywhere I go because of its size and so forth. Let me describe to you what I'm hoping to do today is describe to you the Victor Reader, talk to you a little bit about what it can do, and then we'll get into accessing certain types of data using the Victor Reader Stream. And the Victor Reader Stream is the latest in a generation of products that Humanware Canada has put out. For those of you who are familiar with Humanware Canada and their Victor Reader products that have been out, the Wave and some other types of players that have been out, the Victor Reader Stream is the latest in a series of products that enables individuals who are vision impaired to play different types of media, in particular electronic books and so forth. And for those of you who utilize products for the vision impaired and so forth, and have done so for a long time, you understand the problem that we're all facing with the phasing out of tapes that are on books. Yes, there are some CDs that are on that have books on CDs and so forth, but many of these books on tape, as I meant to say a minute ago, they're starting to go away. It's getting harder and harder to find cassettes. And it's getting harder and harder to record things on cassettes, and cassette players are becoming a distant thing of the past. And while it was good in the 70s and 80s and early 90s and so forth, these types of electronic players that we're using and so forth now, and what the Victor Reader Stream offers us, gives us so much more than what we might get using traditional talking book type services. And I'm happy to say that a lot of the talking book services that we're going to be speaking about today have really stepped it up and provided a lot of electronic content and so forth. Let's talk a little bit about the Victor Reader Stream first. I have the Victor Reader Stream in my hand in its little pouch with a belt clip and so forth. It's a wraparound case, and I've just opened up the case, and from top to bottom, as I hold the stream in my hands, if I hold the device with the curved bottom pointing down, I have a row of three buttons which allows me to play media, rewind, and fast forward. The play button would be in the middle, the rewind would be on the left, and the fast forward would be on the right. Above that button, we have an oval-shaped button that would allow us to do a number of different things, such as set the device to turn off after X amount of time and so forth. We then have a number pad. I'll get into the functionality of that. And above the number pad, it looks a little bit like a phone, 1, 2, 3 across the top, all the way down to 0 in the middle and two buttons on either side. So it looks a little bit like a dial pad on a phone. Above that, we have two keys, one key on the left above the one key on the dial pad, which would be a go-to feature. And then we also have above the three, we have another button which would allow us to bookmark things and do some interesting things. Along the top of the Victor Reader stream, on the left-hand side, there is a mono speaker, and on the right-hand side, there's a built-in microphone for voice recording. And then as we go to the top edge of the product, we have an insert for an SD, a secure digital storage device, or a card, which I'll be accessing today, in the middle of the device. And then to the left of that, we have a connection for a USB stick. And to the right, we have battery power and so forth. So we can actually plug this into an AC outlet and charge our batteries and so forth. So along the right edge of the Victor Reader Stream, we have an earphone jack, which I'm going to be using some speakers, some external speakers, to make it a little bit more of an audible demo for you. And below that, we have a microphone. And then we have a record button on the right edge of the reader. If we move to the left edge, we have a button which allows us to toggle our volume and our speed and our tone, and then we have up and down arrow keys that allow us to basically increase or decrease whatever it is we're trying to increase or decrease, be it the volume, be it the speed, or be it the tone. And if we hold the button that allows us to change those different parameters in, we are going to actually, we'll turn it on actually.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
We'll be presented with a prompt. Welcome to Victor Reader. The speech engine that we are using, or that's being used in this product, is called Vocalizer. It's the latest text-to-speech engine that is put out by Nuance, makers of Eloquence and some other text-to-speech products that many of you are familiar with. So this is the Vocalizer text-to-speech engine, and it sounds... it's very easy to understand. It has almost a human-like quality, and I think you're going to enjoy listening to it throughout the demonstration. Right now, there's no media in the Victor Reader stream, and what that means is I'm not really able to play any books outside of the user manual, which we'll talk about. When we turn the unit on and there's no media, such as a secure digital storage card in the device, any key that I hit, I'm going to be in what's more or less a keyboard help mode. So I can actually press buttons without any consequence, and I'll basically receive a description.
Bookshelf, one, no media.
And so there's no media, so it's telling me this is my bookshelf, and I'll discuss the bookshelf when we have some media.
Scroll up, two.
And so I'm pressing buttons.
Delete, three. Move back, four. Where am I, five. Move forward, six. Menu, navigation and playback. Loop, disable. Time
and
jump,
so,
1 minute. Playback mode, 9.
I won't take time to describe all these functionalities. To suffice to say, I don't like reading manuals at all, and I spent a few minutes just learning these keys, playing around with some different media.
Cancel. Info, 0. Confirm.
And so forth. And I didn't have any problem learning this device very quickly. I did consult the manual for a few questions and so forth. And I will say that the actual ship kit for the Victor Reader Stream is quite nice. When you open up the box, you present it with a CD that is labeled in Braille, Victor Reader Quick Reference Introductions, or Quick Start Introductions. And I was able to very quickly and efficiently put the CD in my PC and quickly find things that I needed to find. So between the context-sensitive help, or the keyboard help that's built in here, and what I'm about to show you, the online manual, it's very easy. Basically, the success or the failure of a product, in my opinion, is in how it's presented to the end user. You can have a great product, and if it's not presented well and the out-of-box experience isn't good for the end user, people aren't going to be excited about it. So this is really great because you open up the box, you have a CD, you have your Victor Reader Stream, you have everything packaged really well, and getting started and getting rolling with this device is really, really easy. So let's talk a little bit about the online manual. That is really the only data you can access without any storage device or storage card in the Victor Reader Stream. If I press my 1 twice...
Bookshelf, 1. Bookshelf, 1.
I'm going to hold the 1 in.
Enter user guide.
Victor Reader Stream User Guide.
And so what I have here is the Victor Reader Stream User Guide. And I held my one in for a couple of seconds, and I'll do the same to exit it. But before I do that, I'm going to use my 6 and my 4 to move forward and back.
Acknowledgement. HumanWare thanks the CNIB library for assisting with the production of this table of contents.
And so I'm hitting 6.
Overview of Victor Reader Stream. Page 5. 1.1.
And I'm going to press my play button at the bottom to pause this. We are reading a user guide that is developed in what is called the DAISY file format, which is based off of XML type markup, similar to what you would find on a web page. The really cool thing about DAISY is it's sort of this universal format that you can create all different types of media from. In this case, we have an audio book here. You can use DAISY to create Braille files. You can have more or less like a web page type situation with a DAISY book and so forth. And it's sort of this new frontier for talking books that I'm really excited about. One thing that DAISY allows us to do is to actually move by different types of elements throughout within a book. And if I hit my number 2 on my Victor Reader Stream,
level 3.
I can switch by levels.
Level 2. Level 1.
And so I can move back by levels pretty much throughout this book. A level would kind of be like a heading in a web page would be the best way to describe it. So I've moved back to level 1. And so I can now move throughout my book forward and back.
Overview of Victor Reader Stream. 1.1 Unpacking the Player. The package contains the following items.
And so forth.
Level 2. Page.
And so I can do some other types of things aside from moving by level. If I didn't want to move by big chunks of information, I just hit my...
Level 4. Level 3. Level word.
I can actually hit my 2 and I can skip the different types of elements. I can move by page. I can move by word.
Sentence.
I can move by sentence.
Line.
I can move by line.
Phrase.
I can move by phrase.
Page.
And page.
Level 4.
And so forth. So I, from highest to lowest in the hierarchy of elements, I can move by headings, pages, sentences, lines, words, and so forth. And so I can actually customize what I use 4 and 6 for moving forwards and backwards.
1.2 Physical Description of Victor Reader Stream. 1.2.4 Top Edge of the Player.
And so it's very easy to move around if you have this in your hand. More times than not, I move by headings, but yes, you can change the elements that you can move forwards and back using your 4 and your 6 key on your number pad. And again, I'm using my play and pause.
On the top edge, on the left
if corner, I hit my rewind,
USB connector. This is
1%.
I'm rewinding.
2%. 5%.
I'm stopping.
6.5 text bookshelf. Page 24.
I can move.
6.5.
I can forward.
1%.
And it speaks to me as I'm fast forwarding. I can let this go and it'll start speaking.
1.2.3 right side of the player. On the right side of the player.
And so I'm basically moving forward, backwards, rewinding, fast forward, pausing, and playing my user guide, which is built into the device. So that's quite nice. If I wanted to press my go to page.
Go to page.
And if I wanted to press 5.
5. Go to heading.
And I can also move by heading.
Go to page. 5. Page 5.
And I've moved to page 5. So basically, I can select a heading that I want to go to, heading 5. I can select a page I want to go to. And then if I hit my button right to the left of my 0, or right of my 0, that's my confirm button, I could also cancel it by hitting the button to the left of my 0. So it's quite easy to navigate. If I can figure it out very quickly, believe me, those of you who are listening will not have a problem. So I'm going to press my 1 and hold it in.
Exit user guide.
And so I am now back to exiting the user guide, and I'm right back here. I'm going to press 0 on my, actually I'm going to not press 0 right now, and that'll give you information. but I'll wait till I put my card in. So I have a 2 gigabyte SD card that I purchased from CVS, and basically, yeah, these devices or these storage devices run about $30. You can get 4 gig cards for $60-$70, and there's even 8 gigabyte cards. I just picked up a 2 gigabyte card because I was in a hurry and I didn't want to do a lot of shopping around, and that's what CVS had. So I picked up my card and have put a lot of different things on it that I want to share with you. I'm going to insert the card into the Victor reader stream. And when you hear that little chime,
Clapton, the autobiography.
And I'll explain what's going on here in just a minute. But basically, when I put my card in, you heard a little chirp, and I'm going to take it back out. And that'll let you know that the card is out. And so my card is in, and in just a minute you're going to hear it say,
"The autobiography."
I'll get back to that in just a minute. So we have a card in the device now, and so now whenever you hit buttons, things are going to start happening. You're not really going to be in that proverbial help mode anymore. When I press my zero, it'll give me information about what's happening, where I'm at, and
info.
Clapton, the autobiography.
350. Pages, 1, heading, 0, bookmark in this book, 4, books, battery powered, battery level, high, about Victor Reader, version, 1.1.15, model, 303, stream, 1, user key, serial number, 95-1303-0035.
So we have a lot of things going on here. First of all, when I press zero, it told me where I'm at. Right now I'm in my Talking Books folder on my card, and you heard Clapton, the autobiography. I'll explain that, how I got that onto this card in just a minute. You also heard it say battery level is high, so our battery's in good shape right now. The battery on this will run for about 15 hours of continuous play, of reading books and so forth. So quite a bit of battery, and it takes less than 4 hours to get a full charge. So comes with a very easy-to-use AC adapter and so forth, and the battery life is quite nice on this, and you're able to gauge your battery and so forth. It also said user key 1. For those of you in the United States and a part of the Library of Congress National Library Service pilot program, Talking Book pilot program, we'll talk a little bit about that. Basically, I'm authorized to play National Library Service Talking Books on this device. And it also told me a little bit of information about the book that I have in here, that it's 350 pages, etc. So let's talk a little bit about the card. We're going to use our number one key, our bookshelf key, and I'm going to press that.
Bookshelf, Talking Books, 2, Books, 1.
Clapton, the autobiography.
So I pressed it, and it told me that I'm in my Talking Books folder. These books are Daisy books, and I'm going to take you into both of these books because they're very different types of books and explain to you what they are, how to get them on your machine.
Other books, 0, books.
There's another folder for other books, and if you wanted to put books on CD onto this device, it would be very convenient and easy for you to do that. We'll talk about that process.
Music, 1. Book,
we'll get back to
file,
music in just
zero,
a minute.
Books.
That music's going to be the end because that'll be the funnest part. It should all be fun. We could also listen to text files on here if we wanted to get a big giant text file or an article or whatever. This will play text files back in the vocalizer, text-to-speech engine.
Notes, 1, book.
And we're able to record MP3 audio notes, and we'll learn how to do that in this podcast.
Talking Books, 2. Books, 1.
Clapton, the autobiography.
So, Clapton, the autobiography. Where did I get it? I subscribe to a service called Bookshare.org. And Bookshare.org has been around, I guess, 5 or 6 years. Don't quote me on that. But it's been around for quite some time, and I've been a very happy Bookshare member. I use Bookshare quite a bit. Use my Braille display to read a lot of books using Bookshare, and my PC and note takers that I've owned in the past and things like that. But now I can use my Victor Reader stream to actually read Bookshare.org books. Bookshare.org, for those of you who do not know, is sort of like I've heard Jim Fruchterman, the president of Benetech, describe this product as really the Napster for persons who are blind for books, but it's legal. So what Bookshare.org is, it's a repository of books. And individuals can scan textbooks or any types of books that they want, any book that they buy from the store, scan it using their scanner, upload the book, volunteers clean it up, and put it in a variety of file formats that other users can download. And it's a $75 getting started fee, and I think it's $50 a year service fee, and it's really great. My own admission, I don't scan a lot of books. I pay the money to Belong, but if you are an active scanner of books and provider of books and contribute to the process, I don't believe you pay that full amount. I'm one of those greedy guys who just reads all the books that all of you nice people put up there. So I was on Bookshare.org the other day, and under the new releases section, and I saw Clapton, the autobiography. So what I did was I downloaded Clapton, the autobiography, to my SD card. I unpacked it by putting my password in and unzipped the book, basically. And here it is on my Victor Reader stream. So I took my card out of my laptop, which has an SD card slot. If your PC doesn't have that, you can just get an SD card reader from any store. And I have my, basically, just have my book here, so I can actually press play.
Notices required for copyright works.
Before I do that, I noticed that this only has one heading, so I'm going to change from heading to pages.
Character, word, sentence, line, phrase, page.
So it wasn't heading, and I went back words until I got to page. And so I'm going to skip past the notices and the copyright stuff.
2. Published by Broadway Books. 3. To my grandmother, Rose Amelia Clapp. To my beloved wife, Amelia. And to my children, Ruth, Julie, Ella, and Sophie. 4.
And so I can read this book. And for those of you who have been reading books for a while, who are vision impaired and listening to books, you know that that is a little bit slow for us to listen to. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to reach up here to where my on-off button is, and I'm going to just quickly push this.
Speed.
And I'm going to toggle between speed,
tone,
volume,
speed.
And I'm going to speed this up.
Speed 1, speed 2, speed 3.
And now when I listen.
4, 5, contents, GROing up 3, the Yardbirds 27, John May.
A little bit fast, so I'll slow it down one.
Speed 2.
Mail 55. Cray AM 71. Blind Faith 97. Derek and the Domino S 115. Lost Years 133.
So we're in the table of contents.
33. 461. 6. THE end of the ROAD 183. Hazelden. Picking up the piece S
100. Go back.
7. 8. Clapton. 9 2. 10 3. Growing up. 11 4. Early in my childhood, when I was about 6 or 7, I began to get the feeling that there was something different about
me. So I'm reading the autobiography now in the Vocalizer text-to-speech engine. And I'm reading it at a speed that's a little bit more conducive for me and for those of you who are used to listening to audiobooks. What I like about this is you can speed things up and it really doesn't distort the voice. It's very easy to listen to. And as you can see,
maybe it was the way people talked about me at the time.
I can speed this up.
My family lived at 1, the Green, a tiny house in Ripley, Surrey, which opened directly onto the village green.
Until I can't really understand it. Maybe you can understand it that fast. I can also slow things down.
Diablo had once been on houses and was divided into 4 rooms. 2 cozy bedrooms up. Small front room and kitchen.
I can slow it down too.
The toilet outside.
When you hear that little beep, that little beep means we're back at normal speed. It'll also mean that we're back to our normal volume and our normal tone and different things like that. So it's nice to be able to speed this up and listen to it in a more human-sounding voice, typically tape, talking books on tape and different things like that. Whenever you would try to do things like that, it would distort the voice and make it a little higher pitched. And this does a really nice job of handling these types of books. So this is a book that I downloaded from Bookshare.org. It is a Daisy book. I did switch my navigation to move by page and so forth because there's only one heading in this book. So if I would have not done that, it would have just taken me to the end of the book.
Level 1.
And so I'm back. I'm going to hit my 1 key again.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 2. Books. 1.
Clapton.
And I'm going to hit my 6 and move to my second book.
2.
People. December 3rd, 2007.
And so that sounds quite a bit different. So we're moving on from the idea of Bookshare.org, downloading books, to the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped in the United States, is their pilot project, which is their pilot talking book project. And let me explain what that is before we get into this book. For those of you who have services through your local library for the blind, and you get the little books on tape that are in those lovely, I think they're green containers that you can mail back when you're done. What's happening now is we're in the process of those containers and that program beginning to go away for a lot of reasons, which I'm not going to get into on the podcast. But from my perspective, it's a good thing because technology marches onward and so should the Talking Book program. So what you as a Victor Reader Stream customer are able to do is sign up through your library for the blind, your local library, as well as through HumanWare, to join their pilot talking book program with the National Library Service. And so what happens is, if you go to www.humanware.com, follow the links, and you get the Victor Reader Stream, there will be a link there that will take you to a link that talks a little about this program, and a link for you to click on to actually fill out an application to join this program. And what it will want is the serial number of your Victor Reader, which you can find by listening to the About, the info section. It'll want you to create a username and a password, and you'll need a valid email address. And it's a very easy form to fill out, and what happens is that gets submitted. The National Library Service validates with HumanWare that you are a member that is receiving talking book services from the National Library Service. HumanWare Canada technical support sends you a file as an attachment that you put on your card. You put your card in the Victor Reader, and then all of a sudden you have a user key generated and you're authorized to play such books. So it sounds a lot more of a detailed process than it really is. You fill out the form, get the file, put it on a card, put the card in the Victor Reader Stream, turn the Victor Reader Stream on, key gets generated, take that file off the card so that it doesn't keep getting, that process doesn't keep repeating itself. So what I did, I became a member of this pilot program. I'm really happy about that. And I went to the link that was provided that allows me to download books from the National Library Service, and more content's getting put up from these books that are on tape and so forth and have been recorded are now being put in the DAISY file format. But it differs a little bit from what we just listened to, which was more or less the text-to-speech vocalizer on the Victor Reader Stream reading. This is actually human-sounding recordings. This is People Magazine, December 3rd, 2007, so last week's edition of People. And it's a much more human-sounding voice, and it's also about 50 megs, the size of the whole magazine, which is a couple of hundred pages. And so now what I'm able to do.
People, December 3rd, 2007. Copyright 2007, Time Incorporated.
And so I can also tell that this book, if I press my 0.
Info,
People, December 3rd, 2007.
79, headings. Total time, 3 hours, 51 minutes, 59 seconds.
And so we get a little bit more detail than we would have gotten.
7 seconds. Time remaining, 3 hours.
I'm going to just cancel that. I'm just going to get out of that. We don't need to hear all that. So I have 79 headings here. It also lets me know at normal speed how long it's going to take to play. And I can now move by headings.
Level 2.
Table of contents.
And now I can move by my headings.
Mailbag. Reading time, 5 minutes. Keith Urban did the right thing by stepping away from the music and all that goes with it to work on himself. People.com. Reading time, 1 minute.
And so I'm skipping by articles here.
Reading time, 5 minutes. Get more picks every day. People 12307. Scoop.
Reading time, 13 minutes. For breaking celebrity news every day.
I can stop that. Start it. I can rewind.
Reads news every day.
I can fast forward this.
Wood, unlucky in love. The 24-year-old country crooner who snagged three American...
And so on. And I can also speed up things and do all those types of things that I was doing with my other books. So this is an example of different type of Daisy book, more of a true audio book and not just a downloaded book that you can read using all of your audio commands. We're actually listening to human-sounding recording here. A little bit more of Megs to deal with, but also very easy on the ears and so forth. I will also interject, I do not have an Audible account myself, but this new release software back a couple of weeks ago for the Victor Reader Stream does also work with Audible.com, and I do not have an Audible account. But for those of you who are Audible.com readers, you could actually get your Audible.com books and put them on this card. I believe there's some sort of encryption process the first time you do that. It's a great thing. You know, it's just more media at your disposal in a handheld device and so forth. So I want to accomplish two other things. We could go on and on about books and so forth. We can jump to different pages. We can bookmark books and do all kinds of advanced things that are very easy for you to learn how to do. But for the sake of time and so forth, I am going to move on to two other things that we can do with this incredible device. The one of which is recording MP3 notes.
Tone. Volume. Speed.
Let me go back to here.
Tone.
There we go.
Volume. Bookshelf. Talking books. Two. Other books. Zero.
Other books. Let's talk about how this card is divided up. When you put your card into a card reader and it's seen on your PC, you are going to have pretty much the syntax $VR followed by a TB for talking books. Other books after that VR, music, and notes. And so you need to understand that you have to put things in certain types of folders for the Victor Reader Stream to really understand what they are and to log them appropriately in your bookshelf. So it's always $VR followed by whatever it is. And we're going to go to our notes folder right now.
Music, text files, notes, one, book.
And so there's basically one folder here for our notes. I think you could probably get a little bit more intricate if you want. But what I can do is I could, if I'm on the go or whatever and I need to do something and I don't have my PC or my PDA or my, you know, accessible cell phone or whatever handy, if I just want to reach and grab my Victor Reader Stream and push the record button, which is on the right side of the device, the right edge of the device, directly adjacent to roughly your confirm key right below the 9.
Notes. Start recording.
I can now record a note that reminds me that I need to get the rest of my newsletter done this week so that you folks can hear this podcast.
Stop recording.
And
note
so,
1. Created.
And so now I have a note that's created and I can actually play that note. I can now record a note. It reminds me that I need to get the rest of my newsletter done this week so that you folks can hear this podcast. So I can record all sorts of things, phone numbers, notes to myself, things that I need to do, and I can record them in an AMRWB file format, which can be converted using the DAISY software that comes, the companion CD software that comes with the Victor Reader Stream. I can actually convert that to WAV files if I want to listen to those notes on my PC. So it's quite handy. When I'm done, if I press my 3.
Delete note. Press confirm to delete.
And if I didn't want to do that, I could press my cancel key, which is right below my 7.
Deleted.
Okay, so that is how we create notes. So just to review, and up until now, we have listened to the user manual. We've got acclimated with the Victor Reader Stream. We have a card in the device. We have listened to two types of talking books, and we have recorded and erased notes. The last thing that we are going to do is we're going to listen to a little bit of music using the Victor Reader Stream, and you'll see that my musical tastes are quite extreme. We have the high-energy Larry, and then we have the kinder, gentler Larry. So we'll have a little bit of sample of both of those.
Bookshelf. Notes. Talking books. Two. Other books. Music. One. Book.
And so what I have here is my music folder open. I have a few CDs that I've basically ripped from Windows Media Player into MP3 files and have put them in folders on my within my music folder. And I can actually move by file folders, or I can actually move by files, which are individual songs and so forth. So we have the hard rockin' workout type music that I might take to the gym with me.
Folder. File.
And so I'm in my files right now, and I'm going to just move forward here.
Folder. Two.
Van Halen.
File. Two. File. Three.
Zero,
so,
three, you really got
a little bit of Van Halen for the gym.
File. Four.
I don't...
04 ain't talking about love MP3.
And so we'll... I can skip forward.
File.
By file,
Jamie's crying.
And listen
MP3.
To all kinds of... I can fast forward. I can move forward
five,
by song.
Six.
06, dance the night away.
I can
MP3.
Move forward. I five, can move back.
File.
I'm just skipping through a bunch
and
of files.
The table will rock MP3.
And so forth.
File 9.
09.
I'm just going to skip forward.
File 12.
12-0. Pretty Woman MP3.
So again, very easy
file,
to use.
13.
I can move backwards.
13 jump MP3.
File 14.
14
and
Panama
so forth.
MP3.
I can move forward.
File 15. File 16.
16.
And so forth.
Folder 1.
And so... If I want to be high-energy Larry working out on the treadmill or whatever, I can listen to all the obnoxious late 70s, early 80s rock and roll that I want to listen to. And when I'm done with that and when I want to relax, if I want to mellow things out a little bit, and going back a little old school, a little bit of James Taylor. And I can switch between these folders and files as much like I was switching between CDs.
File
2. 02 Carolina in my mind MP3.
And so it announces your files also.
File 3.
03 Fire and
so,
Rain MP3.
And so forth. I can pause this, I can move back, I can fast forward, I can do all that. So again, your musical tastes, whatever they may be, you can organize them accordingly. As I said, I'm pretty extreme listener, everything from hard rock to easy listening to bluegrass to, we won't even get into my eclectic CD collection. But the nice thing is I'm able to organize this all on a media card, however I want, much like anybody else who's using some sort of accessible, you know, just straight up MP3 player. And instead of lugging CDs around with me, I can create all different types of mixes and folders and music and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's exciting. I'm really into reading. I'm really into listening to books. And I'm really into music. So this is a great, great, fantastic product. I don't see any other type of technology out there, again, with the exception of maybe, you know, carrying around a cell phone. This product is starting to go with me everywhere I go. When I travel, when I go to the gym, when I'm just kicking back and wanting to listen to a book in my easy chair or whatever. So I can't say enough about the product. It is a really excellent product that HumanWare has put out. And I'm not being employed by HumanWare to say that. I don't have to give any sort of endorsement for HumanWare. This is a product that I love to use. And for the price, for $329, I can't see why anybody who's vision impaired wouldn't want to try to figure out a way to have one. We deal with technology that's lots and lots of money. And $329 in the scheme of things for what you're getting. I mean, this is on the same type of par as a high-end MP3 type device that you would buy off the shelf. I mean, yeah, there are, you know, $100 alternatives that aren't as powerful, but this is a powerful product. Lots of easy navigation, lots of online help. Lots of good stuff here, and I just, without maybe being a little bit crazy here, I just can't see why anybody who is vision impaired, and even some sighted people, why they wouldn't want to have this product. You're doing yourself a favor for picking this up. You can order the product online at humanware.com. You can order it through your local distributor, and it's $329 US. I don't want to get into currency conversion with the craziness of our dollar these days, but I can tell you in the U.S. it's $329. It's a wonderful product. It is just in time for the holidays. Would be a great stocking stuffer for those of you who celebrate Christmas or Kwanzaa. And I would encourage you to check it out. It's a fantastic product. I hope that this iPod TechnoCast has helped you understand the product a little more. I can't get enough of it. I'm really happy to have the product. And thank the folks at HumanWare for being so kind to let me showcase this on the FBI podcast, the TechnoCast that brings to you the most exciting, newest, innovative, revolutionary type products that this industry has, and this is one of them, and we're happy to bring it to you from Flying Blind. For those of you who have listened, thank you so much for listening, and have a great holiday season. I'm signing off for now, and we will speak to you in 2008.